The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. The Kitsum Kalem Band's second annual joint venture roundup on May 31st displayed their efforts to continue their economic growth. Adding to a list of Kitsum Kalem-owned businesses comes new partnerships with TELUS, Monster Industries, and 16 other companies. General Manager of the Kitsum Kalem Economic Development Group, Diane Collins, talked about how they're getting their community members involved through the joint venture roundup.
This year, we tried to integrate the community a little bit more, and we offered an opportunity for a question and answer session between the joint venture corporations that we have and students that are studying either in our heavy equipment school that's currently going on, or students that are, you know, in our high school to be able to come and see.
Through the group, members can apply for jobs with their joint venture partners, signaling a growing need to have those positions filled. Collins talked about the heavy equipment operating course currently teaching 18 members to use machines like graders, excavators, and button-top loaders.
At that point, we needed 6 to 8 different operators within our own businesses and our joint venture partners. Some of them use heavy equipment operators as well. We were able to talk to them and say, listen, if we've got a handful of students that are, you know, good students, maybe if you're doing work in our region, you could possibly come along and hire a few of those.
Collins also talked about the development she's seen since taking over the role in 2018.
Well, we've done a tremendous amount of movement. We now have the Kitsum Kalem Quarry is 100% owned and operated by Kitsum Kalem membership. Most of the people who work there are Kitsum Kalem members, and we have a really large contract to provide CN with ballast rock.
Another venture on the group's roster stands out as their newest development, the Cassock's Wilderness Resort, which has just kicked off their first fully operational season. Manager of the resort, Heather Bond, talked about the start of Cassock's, which is completely owned and operated by Kitsum Kalem members.
We did do surveys and got feedback from the community, from the department heads, from the Kitsum Kalem ECDEV board, from council, on what their goals and vision was for Cassock's. And so we took those survey results and like, okay, what does it mean, Tsimshian hospitality, right? Like trying to decipher that and like, how is this place going to grow? Is this the direction, tourism and hospitality, or is it a treatment center? Because people were like, maybe it can be, you know, used for health, but the direction we were given was for tourism and hospitality. So then we ran with that, applied for a bunch of grants. And yeah, so last year was the first time we were really able to like to house people.
Bond went on to talk about the changes they're already seeing in bookings compared to last year.
We have already in camping this year compared to last year. One of the grants we received was for a new online booking system, and it makes it easier for the bookings from overseas, like from Germany. And we've already had our first like 2 family groups and tourists from Germany. Whereas last year we saw the influx just at the end of the season and a little bit scattered throughout. This year we have a rat car that's going on BC Ferries now. Already had like cyclists and stuff coming in, whereas last year it didn't really start until July, August. So,
in addition, Collins talked about the new corporation that they hope brings more employment and development opportunities for the community.
We started a new corporation called the Logistics Park Limited Partnership. It now has its own manager and it is its own corporate structure with its own bank account. It does transloading opportunities in the region, such as transloading pellets for Skeena Bioenergy. We are now transloading logs for Dunkley Lumber. And one of the things that we do within that project is we've taken, you know, started up some new job opportunities for Kitsum Kalem members in the actual service of transloading.
With that, Collins said that moving forward this year, the development group hopes to continue to focus on partnering with the band's education and training departments to get their community members active in surrounding industrial development. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.